Jackie is on this line. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Jackie. Well, you want to promote something, Jackie?
Yes, Frank. I'm trying to organise the very first March for Men for Prostate Cancer UK in Northern Ireland. And the reason why I'm doing this, my husband was diagnosed with prostate cancer just before Christmas 2016. And he had no symptoms at all. He found out because his GP called him in for a PSA test, and it was discovered by the blood test, and unfortunately he had to go to Addenbrooke Hospital over in Cambridge to have life-saving surgery to get the prostate removed. So men from Northern Ireland have to travel over there for this life-saving surgery, and we're trying to bring awareness here. We would like the surgery brought here to Northern Ireland. There was discussions there about 2 weeks ago with the BBC that they're in talks about bringing this surgery here, but they are stuck for funding. And it depends on the funding and our local government as to whether this surgery can be brought here. Because men are travelling over to England and they're going through this major surgery and travelling home 2 days later with a catheter bag in. And it's not good. It's horrendous. They're away from their family. They're away from their friends. And basically, they've no support. So my reason for bringing this march to Northern Ireland is it is massive in the UK and the mainland. And it was headed by Jeff Stelling, the sports presenter. And he walked 400 miles to raise awareness for better diagnosis, better treatment, and better facilities for men. So basically, we're part of the UK, and I would like to see this march brought over here, you know, a yearly event to bring support to men and their families. Men do not like talking about this subject. For instance, I was at a fundraising day on Saturday. We had a stall, and men just avoided it. They didn't want to talk about it. They didn't want to pick up the leaflets. It's to bring men together. When we went to that fundraising on Saturday, my husband did meet other men who've been also diagnosed, been through the surgery. It got them talking, it got them sharing experiences, and this is my reason for this march. We're holding it on the 23rd of September at Stormont Estate. Registration is at 11:30, but I would advise anyone wanting to attend to arrive at 11 to park their car, and they can come in via Massey Avenue, and we will direct them to the car park. And we'd love to see as many men join this march and get support out there for those men in Northern Ireland.
It's a very good cause, Jackie. I'm very aware of Jeff Stelling's initiative. He's the Sky sports presenter, the man yes. with the magic touch when it comes to the sports results. And he's also been a presenter of other programmes on TV as well. I think he was a Countdown presenter also. But he did that incredible walk from Exeter to Newcastle, 400 miles. And you do see quite a few of the sports guys who are on TV and some of the football managers and whatever wearing a little symbol of a man, and that's yes. to highlight awareness for prostate cancer, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And I'm proud to say that some of our politicians will be joining us on the march, and a few of our local councillors. We are in talks at the minute with the Belfast Giants. We would like to see them come on board to support this, but we would also like to get the message out there to the like of Ulster Rugby Club, Northern Ireland football team. We would like to see some of those guys coming and joining us. It's to raise awareness of this condition, and the fact that some men do not have symptoms, especially over 50 years of age. Men over 50 years of age should really be going to their GP and asking to have this PSA test.
Yeah, I have to keep in mind, of course, that there'd be a considerable number of people who you would like to be there who just can't be with you on the 23rd of September, regardless yes. of which sporting organisation they represent. It's just not possible for them. But, you know, there even an endorsement via Twitter or a good wishes message being sent in any way would of course be welcome. You mentioned the system where your husband had to go to Addenbrooke's Hospital, I think you mentioned, in England, for the treatment, for the operation. Are you suggesting that there's no operations being carried out in Northern Ireland now at all? Surely some operations have been carried out in relation to prostate cancer in Northern Ireland.
No, some men can get fitted with, let's call it, and I just can't remember the name of it, Frank. It's a seed. They get implanted. But for men that really need the prostate removed, no, they have to travel to Edinburgh.
So the most serious cases have to be transferred almost immediately across to England?
Yes, yes. Now, my husband was diagnosed in December and his operation was in March.
The impact on your husband when he was visiting the GP and the GP did, it's basically a blood test that gives you a reading, isn't it? It's a blood test that gives a reading, and if the reading is quite low, you're absolutely okay. But if the reading has shot up to be high, then they have worries and concerns about your state of health, and they will carry out some other tests. How did it impact on your husband when he heard what was, to some extent, certainly in the short term, life-changing news?
Well, the PSA, it stands for prostate-specific antigen test. And if it's below 4, it's okay. If it's above 4, it's a sign there's something not right. So that was a shock to him. And then the next stage was to go to a consultant to be examined. And then the next stage was to have biopsies taken, and he had 13 biopsies taken, and 4 of them came back cancerous. So that was a massive blow to our family. We were totally shocked. We weren't expecting it. We were frightened because, you know, we'd been advised that this cancer can spread outside the prostate into your bones, into other organs, and that was a very frightening experience for our family. And seemed like forever waiting to get the results.
Yes, you did mention that your husband had no other symptoms. And of course, we've touched on this before on the programme. There are a number of symptoms that men can have. One of those symptoms would be this urge to urinate at night and get up a number of times during the night. That's a telltale sign of a concern of a prostate problem. Another would be blood in the urine. These are some of the symptoms that men should be looking out for.
Yes, that's right. Or poor flow as well. But my husband didn't have any of those symptoms at all, nothing.
And I know from having had conversations on this very programme with men before, and it's very relevant to men of my age, there's no question or doubt about that, men don't really want to know. This is the reality, and this is what you're touching on with your stall, where they didn't come to lift the leaflet. They didn't come to have a conversation with you. They don't want to know because it's an intimate part of the body. They don't want to be admitting that they have any illness in relation to anything that would involve talking or discussing or debating intimacy. And as a result of that, they do turn a blind eye.
They do, Frank. Now, we did find some men very discreetly came over and just said, oh, what's this about? You know, I've had my test done and it's up and down and up and down, and I'm not due to get it done again until November. But, you know, I think I might try and get it done private, or I think I might go back, you know, in October and get it done, because by talking to each other, it's raising awareness. So, yeah, some men very discreetly. One man did come over and tell me he had the implant, but that wasn't the road down for my husband. He had to have it removed because it had spread, and then he had to get his lymph glands removed as well.
So your husband had a serious operation. There's no question about that.
Yes,
some people who treatment for prostate cancer, of course, have a very minor have a non-intrusive operation, and the early diagnosis can indeed be, needless to say, life-saving, but you can get back to a fully normal system of being a man again.
Well, it takes time, Frank. As you say, it's a very serious operation and they're cutting through nerves. It takes time. It could take up to 2 years for things to come back to normal. It affects their bladder and everything afterwards. So, one volunteer we spoke to for Prostate Cancer UK, the cancer had spread into his bladder, so now he has no control whatsoever. And for him, that's very depressing, you know.
It is incredibly depressing if you have a development of an illness that is going to impact on you like that. But one of the problems for men is they don't want to admit they have any form of difficulty with prostate because it reflects on bladder control, it reflects on sexual ability. And not every man who has had a prostate problem has a bladder problem or a problem with sexual ability.
No. But this is really the reason why we're wanting to get the word out there, because when we were in, when we went to meet the consultant in Edinburgh, firstly you go over for a consultation and he explains to you exactly what he's going to do. And then the 2 weeks later you go back for the surgery. But when we went for the consultation and we were sitting in the clinic, I was shocked at the amount of young men that had been diagnosed. I think the youngest there was 29.
It's very difficult for anyone who is diagnosed with cancer. It's particularly difficult if you feel that if you'd opened your ears, if you'd liaised with your GP, if you'd gone and sought help earlier, that things could have been rectified. And that's the ongoing message to men today, to be proactive, to have the confidence that women have in so many walks of life, whereby they're not afraid to talk about their health and their bodies and what fears they have. Traditionally, men do turn a blind eye, a deaf ear to their problems, to their issues, to their health and to their well-being. And that is why you're trying to bring the March for Men Prostate Cancer UK initiative to Northern Ireland. And fair play to you, Jackie. I think, you know, that's a very positive reflection on you and your family. It's the 23rd of September. And if people do want to register, do they have to do fundraising or is this simply awareness?
No, they can just come along on the day and register and give a donation, or they can find me on Facebook by Jackie Dixon, or they can email me at jacquelinedixon@hotmail.com. And I can register them and order them a T-shirt. So, for those wives out there listening, get your husbands tested, especially if they're over 50. It's very important.
And is Dixon D-I-X or D-I-C-K?
D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay. Jackie, you're very welcome on the programme. And thank you indeed for getting in touch with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. I really appreciate you letting me come on to talk about this subject.
Not a bother. That's what we're for. That is absolutely what we're for. That's why we run the show. Jackie, thank you very much indeed. It's the 23rd of September. And if you feel you'd like to support it, get yourself up to Massey Avenue there at Storm at 11 o'clock on the morning of the 23rd of September. It's an ongoing initiative to really make men more aware that it's absolutely okay to get checked for good health. And sadly, many men down the years have died as a result of, I suppose, being embarrassed, for want of a better term. Yeah, that probably is the right word.